The NFL playoffs resume tomorrow when the San Francisco 49ers host the New Orleans Saints and the Denver Broncos travel to Massachusetts to take on the New England Patriots. On Sunday, the Houston Texans meet the Baltimore Ravens and the Green Bay Packers play the New York Giants. Joining us for a preview is former NFL great and Monday Night Football commentator Fran Tarkenton. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let's start with a game that everybody's talking about, the Denver-New England matchup. Broncos quarterback Tim Tebow, who puts his religious faith front and center, he's going head-to-head with the Patriots' Tom Brady. Now, can we say here, Fran, or, you know, I hope you're not offended, but can we say this is a match made in heaven?
You know, the whole Tim Tebow thing is to be enjoyed. It's a feel-good story. It's it's improbable. You know, he's a great young man. He's not a prototype NFL quarterback. He doesn't really have passing skills, but somehow they've been winning football games. And if he happened to beat the Patriots, I don't know, the world would go crazy. I think that the Patriots beat the Broncos a few weeks ago, and Tom Brady will put 30 or 40 points on the board. It'll be hard for Denver to match that no matter what the miracle is, and they're certainly going to be, I think, a big underdog playing in New England. And New England should win this game easily. But, you know, who knows? Maybe we see another miracle, but I'll tell you this, it'll be the most watched playoff game of the weekend.
Right, right. Now, you wrote a Wall Street Journal editorial titled, Does God Care Who Wins Football Games?
Yeah.
And you wrote that you prayed before each of the three Super Bowl games.
I was tongue-in-cheek. You know, my dad was as I said in the article, the Pentecostal Holiness preacher. We were charismatic before charismatic was in style, but I don't think Tim Tebow or anybody else thinks God is going to determine the outcome of football games or cares who wins and who loses. And I think that what Tim Tebow does after the game with his signature kneeling and looking up, I think that is the players over the years have done that kind of, you know, thank you, Lord or God or Jesus or whatever they're going to say for the blessing of being able to play and for the blessing of victory, not that it was some divine intervention. So I made light of the whole thing, and I just think it's a great story. Obviously, nobody thinks God's going to influence football games.
Right,
got more to worry about than that.
Right, but what do you think of all the attention that it's getting?
I think it's great. You know, you think about all the bad stories that come out of college football and pro football with people shooting people, killing people. Man, this is a feel-good story. There's nothing wrong with all this, and it's captured the imagination of the American people. I think it's good.
Okay, well, let's move on to New Orleans and San Francisco. How do you think?
You know, when you put a dome team outside, they're not as good, no matter who they are. Atlanta proved that again last week, and that's been historic. I love Drew Brees, but they depend so much on Drew Brees. He's got to play great for them to win. They're going in to play a football team that's got the essentials of playoff football. Great running back, Frank Gore. Great defense with Patrick Willis and the rest of that defense. I really think San Francisco will win the game.
And will your heart be with your old team, the New York Giants, when they take on the Packers on Sunday?
You know, the Packers in New York I played. Of course, I played against the Packers as a Viking for 13 years, and I love the rivalry. But I think New York, their running backs are running great. Eli's playing great. Their defense is playing great. They got really great momentum. They shut out the Atlanta Falcons last week. I think, you ready for this? I think the Giants win.
Really?
Yep.
Well, okay. We'll hold you to that one. How about Houston and Baltimore?
You know, another interesting game. Houston is the most unknown team by the fans in the country. They're the best defensive team in the AFC. They've got a set of running backs in Arian Foster and Ben Tate. They've got great wide receiver in Andre Johnson. Baltimore does not have a great quarterback, a very average guy, Flacco, who hasn't played well. Baltimore plays really great at home, and I think Baltimore will probably win, but I would not be surprised of an upset there either. With a rookie quarterback, third-string quarterback, fifth-round draft choice, T.J. Yates, I think is probably as good as Flacco.
All right, well, a football-filled weekend.
Yes, it is, and it's going to be great. Playoff football is better than the Super Bowl.
Fran Tarkenton is chairman and founder of the small business advocacy and education website OneMoreCustomer.com and an NFL Hall of Fame quarterback. Fran, thanks very much for speaking with us.
All right, thank you.